10,326, Franklin Brettingham Jr., north of Route 20, 600 feet east of Road 474. They're seeking a variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home.
Who else is going to testify?
Okay, the member of the company.
Okay, you want to have him come up now and be sworn in at the same time? Okay, it's just you? Yeah, all right. Name and address.
Theodore Spangos, 3655 Tina Avenue.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give so be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. Good evening. My name's Ted Spangos. I'm with Atlantis Homes in Del Mar, Delaware, and I'm representing Mr. Franklin Brettingham Jr., who has purchased a lot on Route 20 and wishes to place a manufactured home, a double wide, on that lot. He's already purchased the lot. He has already installed a septic system. Those actions were done, you know, with Mr. Brettingham being under the impression that he was able to place a mobile home on that lot. He worked with a realtor and the owner of the property. They assured him that he could, and in fact, it is less than 3/4 of an acre, which is what is needed for a manufactured home.
Who was the realtor?
I'm not sure. This is Mr. Brettingham, by the way.
Okay, and what?
Hold on, before one.
Yeah.
If he's going to testify, would you? You can hand it to him. It doesn't matter either way. Your name and address, sir.
Frank Brettingham Jr., Seaford, Delaware.
25748 Palm Ave.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just sit right there, and you can testify right okay. Before you're standing. Or if you need to add something.
Do you know what real estate agency is with?
Because she's changed since I bought the lot.
Okay.
From one real estate agent to another. I'm not sure who she's with now. Okay.
Can you find out and provide that information to the
sure I can, yeah.
To the office?
I'm sure I can,
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
Just stay right here, sir, in case you need to add something else. Close to the microphone.
Mr. Brettingham has a home picked out. As I said, he's already had the septic put in. This came as sort of a surprise to us in early December, and you know, we think he should be able to put that home there. It's a good-looking lot, wide open, some trees in the back. It'll be about maybe a 1,500-square-foot home, block wall. We'll be placing, you know, steps per code there. Eventually, Mr. Brettingham will be building a deck and a ramp access.
Mr. Spangos, what is it that came as a surprise? The fact that he wanted to put a mobile home on here, or the fact that you need 3/4 of an acre?
The fact that he bought the lot without realizing its size, based on what he was told, he did not, you know, investigate anymore.
So you were aware that he needed 3/4 of an acre?
Well, I was, and when I got the file, I review it, and I go out to the lot, and, I discovered that, really there wasn't the proper square footage. We're only missing it by about 3,000 square feet.
And I don't mean to be difficult in my questioning. Several years ago, you could put a mobile home on 5 acres or more, and it didn't matter if it was a double wide or a single wide. And then I believe it was 2002, somewhere thereabout, County Council changed those the ordinance so that you could put a double wide on 3/4 of an acre or more and make it more affordable and also to help better develop the county.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, There may have been one that we've approved since then. Because that was changed, then we've been very cautious not to set a precedent for that. But we've also been known to make, on a rare occasion, I think, one or maybe even two exceptions. Right. But I wanted to.
I got it. I mean, when they told me that they asked them 10 times that settlement came with a double wide, and the owner and the realtor both said yes, yes, yes.
Right.
So, and I've never bought anything before, so that's why I went by. I trusted her.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I believe to know her as a reputable agent. She's, I think, been in the business quite some time.
Yes. Very nice lady, yes.
Okay. What are the adjacent properties being used for? What's on them?
Mostly residential, from what I could see when I was there.
Are they also double wides in the area?
There are some, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's one right behind, very close. Another one down the street, I think.
Okay. So it wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
And the actual request is a special use exception, so are you suggesting that it wouldn't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
Absolutely not.
And we have recorded this lot. It has been an approved lot prior to all this transaction. I see that. It's been 723. It's been approved. It has a lot, frontage and everything. You just needed the square footage.
So this is the request for a 28 by 60?
Yes.
And what, brand new?
Yes. Vinyl siding, shingle roof, block wall.
Block?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
That's correct.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Atkins? Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one gentleman in the back. Would you like to come up and testify, sir? You can sit down right up front here with him.
Name and address.
Eugene Russell at 12467 Concord Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take the podium.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're in opposition to this application.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Could you state your reasons, please?
Well, I'll start off with the fact that my brother and his wife, she's sitting here, they bought this house. And understand that this property was all in the family. It wasn't supposed to lead the family, but there's been some problems in the family with each other. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my brother bought this house, paid a lot of money for it, under the idea that nothing would ever be built on that lot because it was too small. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he figured it had plenty of room on that side and nobody would be building over there. So that was the reason that they bought that house. And the truth is that lot is too small.
Was there some sort of deed restrictions or something?
What's that?
The lot is certainly big enough to build on. Is there a deed restriction that you're aware of?
I don't know. I don't think so. But when you say that, if it's big enough, why would he need a variance?
Because he's asking to put a double-wide mobile home instead of a stick-built home.
That's exactly what we don't want. Is double wide. It isn't just us, but people on the other side, people across the street, they've all sent letters in here stating that they don't want this. Now, this might be the nicest man in the world, and I'm absolutely sure in my mind that he was misled by the realtor and by these other people because of the nature of the problems in the family. But why should my brother and his wife suffer because of that? Now, I didn't measure over there, but you know, when you have a septic system, you also got to have room for an alternate septic system. I don't think there is room there.
Would you be objective if he put a stick house built there? Or you just don't want anything built there?
No, I think if he built a stick house there, a nice one, and it conformed, that would be fine. And I can't speak for the other people, but we were told that there would be nothing built on that property when my brother bought that place. And it's all family.
You were obviously misinformed.
Right.
Well, that guy's dead. And the lady who gave her daughter the lot, she's dead. But the brother in the back and the other brother on the other area, it was all family that was there. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real problem comes in. So the fact that that's the reason that we're against it. The reason that the other people are against it, I don't have no idea. They just don't want that type of a structure put on that property.
So where do you reside in relationship to this lot?
Where do I reside?
Yeah.
In that my brother's house.
Pardon me?
My brother and my sister-in-law, I live with them. Oh, well, my okay. brother's not capable of coming here tonight.
Is that the lot to which?
It is a 12467. If you stood facing the property, it's on the left-hand side. And, you know, they paid in excess of $250,000 for this place.
What type of structure does your brother own?
It's a stick built. It's a beautiful place. And it's a lovely piece of property. And the only thing that we're saying, and, you know, what this other fellow's saying, all these woods, there's a few little scraggly trees back there, but there ain't no woods. And from what I see, I've been in the building business for years, not here, but it's an awfully small lot. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be right next to my brother's property. Mm-hmm. And he don't want it, and the guy on the other side definitely doesn't want it. He's not here tonight. But we've talked to these people. You guys got the letters here. And that's all I can say. I feel sorry for this man. I believe he's been misled.
Same as your brother was then, right?
Absolutely.
He said that nobody could build there. But
absolutely.
I want you to know that this is a recorded lot. He only has to have 20,000 square feet, okay? And the lot has 28,939 square feet.
But not to build a modular, is it, sir?
No, but it is a legal lot, okay? Just so you know that.
Well, I knew it was. But, you know, they were talking about a grandfather clause about being able to build on it. I understand the grandfather clause, once you sell it, it's gone.
That's right.
And it's just a case of, I'm not, nothing against this man. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
But we do want to look out for our interest also. And if he wanted to build himself a nice house there, I don't think anybody would oppose that. But to put one of these double wides in, we are opposing it.
Okay, sir.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You have letters of opposition?
Yes, I have Mr. Russell just testified there. Then I have Eugene Bryan. He was asking about that. Mr. Clover, Mr. Whaley, Mr. Morgan, and Mr. Adams, they're all opposed. Same letter is, they think the lot is too small to allow for a variance. It would have a direct impact on the homes around them.
Mr. Brittingham, did you make did you look into building a stick home, built home on the property?
I looked at everything, to be honest with you. I just can't afford it.
Okay.
This is the only thing I can afford.
Right.
And I don't think it would look bad because with its foundation and kept upright, I don't think it would look bad at all myself. But like we're going to put something in there and run the place down, because we're not. We're going to take care of the place.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,326 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,326 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. The case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning. But the testimony, you know, hearing is closed. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number